Ideal Society in British Columbia. So Sister Natasha is a spiritual director and one of the founders of the Ideal Society, and a beautiful community that I've had the privilege of visiting twice, once with other Heart friends on our way to Banff, and then another time with my beloved Mona. And I can tell you it's a divine experience to be amidst fellow light bearers who get it, who understand the dynamic of having formed a spiritual community, and having many of them lived there for 15 years. So we've invited Sister Natasha to share with us a little bit about what it takes to form a community, the spiritual disciplines that it required, what it takes to maintain it, to carry on, to sustain it. And so we hope that she's on the phone now and can participate with us. So, John, can you hear her and amplify her voice? So welcome, Sister Natasha.
Hello to everyone. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
So it's my turn?
45 minutes. Sister Natasha will share with us, and then hopefully we'll be able to field some questions. So go ahead.
Thank you very much. I like very much the subject, which is the path of initiation and spiritual communities. Because on the path of initiation, we inevitably will come to form the spiritual communities. In the universe, there are different hierarchies working on different levels, and we are like the last baby. If you know a little bit about the tree of life, we are the last hierarchy on that tree, and consider it as a little child. So everything on that tree is measured by the degree of consciousness. And we are the only hierarchy, or children, it means children of God. We are the only one who have individual consciousness. All other hierarchies, they have collective, fraternal consciousness. They are blended, they are thinking, they are singing, they are praying, they do everything collectively. But we cannot imagine it, because we developed, and it was surely planned by the Creator, to do something different. So our project was, cosmic project, to develop individual consciousness. But now we are at the end of that development. So now we will start work or prepare a new degree of consciousness, which will become first collective, then fraternal, and then angelic. Angelic, it means fraternal, because all hierarchies, they are children or sons of God, so we are the part of it. But for now, we have in us, even in our physical body, all the degrees of consciousness. We have them already. Through some of them, we already passed, so it is our past, and some of them not yet developed. For example, our bone system in a physical level, On the physical level, our bone system and muscles represent inside, in us, unconsciousness. So unconsciousness, it means like coma for us, or the consciousness of minerals. So we have in us a mineral degree of consciousness. Then we have the next degree, which is subconsciousness. And subconsciousness has a certain sensitivity and can answer better to the light, to the warmth, and that the consciousness of plants. And our circulatory system represents symbolically that degree of consciousness, which is subconscious. Then the next degree is the degree of animal kingdom, and this is the best for us now, because it is very, very developed, and that's the consciousness. The animals, they are conscious about their needs to survive. So if we see the planet today, that degree, the consciousness, is the most developed. Everybody is trying to survive, and it is visible especially when the planet or humanity, when we finish a certain cycles, smaller or longer, and for now we developed very much that degree of consciousness, its simple name, consciousness. So we are conscious about our goals, our needs, but just individually. The animals, they develop that degree, the consciousness, but everything what they do is directed by their collective soul, so they will do it collectively. But because we developed very much individualism, we we have our own experiences, so everybody developed like very sharply individual consciousness and individual desires. And then one day maybe we will talk about with what kind of events in the cosmos all this is connected. So, and even we adopted the animal law, which is the law of strongest, because each kingdom is directed by a law. And the human kingdom has to be directed by the law of service. So for now, there is not too much of people involved, like for vocation. It's their vocation just to serve. We are majority of humans, we are on the degree of consciousness. When we start to serve, we leave the law of animals, we leave little by little the degree consciousness, and we enter into the self-consciousness. Self-consciousness, it means that we know our place in the universe, and we know what is our goal, our final goal. It means to become as the creator, to become creators, and what is our place in the universe? We are a kind of symbolic fruit on the tree of life. Even if we are a little baby, even if our cosmic age is 2 years and a half, doesn't matter. We like very much babies, and probably some angels, they like us too, because we are very cute baby, as we like the babies. So what is our place in the universe? That is very important when we develop self-consciousness. And what is our final goal? What we have to achieve? So first, of course, perfection, and as Jesus asked to us, but then to become as creator. Then we will develop little bit later super consciousness. But when we meditate, when we are connected even today with other hierarchies, when we are connected by prayers, by meditation, by contemplation, and even sometimes by identification with higher levels of divine life, so then we express or we experience super consciousness. If we read the life of some saints, for example, Teresa of Avila, Saint John of the Cross, Saint John of the Cross, or Saint John the Evangelist, so they experienced ecstasies, which is really expression through our body of super consciousness. And then later we will surely develop angelic consciousness and then divine consciousness. So there are many degrees, and during all this time we are on the path of initiation. But today what is interesting for us, how to reach the next degree and how to develop something more, something better, and how to do a kind of quantic leap and to reach something more beautiful, more intense, express life in its pure beauty, in its pure divine essence. So for that, we will leave little by little our individual consciousness, our individualism. It was necessary to develop especially our intellect, which is the instrument for the mental level. And through this individualism, we developed some qualities that we will need them in the future, because the intellect will be the dwelling for a spirit, but not immediately, much, much later in our evolution. So it was necessary, but we developed it in an exaggerated way, and we are supported by our individual desires, so it gives the situation that we witness today in different domains of our life. We can take any system that exists right now, we will see this exaggeration of intellect and individual desires, because very often they work together as a good couple. So we are entering in a totally new space. Everything in the universe is in movement. The Indians, they present it as a dance of Shiva. So if you like better that image, we are dancing all the time because we are moving. Our solar system is moving. The planets move all the time, our bodies move, our cells move, the wind, the elements, so everything is in movement. And presently, our solar system is leaving a special space where in the past perished a universe. We cannot imagine it very well in details, but a universe finished its existence. So we are living a kind of cosmic cemetery. You can imagine that by vibrations, this passage was not very, very elevating, surely. And there was a lot of things to clean and to transform and to do a good alchemy. So cosmically, we did, even unconsciously, surely a certain work. But now we are leaving that space And we will capture from our sun, which is our center, we will capture totally new energies. Because the principal note, principal tone of our sun and of our solar system is joy. And initiatically we call it the king note, king's note, or the note of king. It means musically it is something very, very expressive, intense, and beautiful. So we are entering like in a new piece of music, in a new space, much more beautiful, intense, expressive, etc. And it corresponds with our zodiacal signs. We are entering at the same time in the era of Aquarius. And Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, which is collective planet. It is not individual, small little planet that direct our feelings like Venus, or our actions like Mars, or our thoughts, individual thoughts, like Mercury. And if somebody likes mythology, so you can study the mythology and you will see how individual these personages, mythological personages, they were. But they influence us in a good way to develop our individual qualities. But Uranus is the physical expression of a sephira, which is divine sphere, and that sephira is Chokhmah, and it's a dwelling of Christ. It's a dwelling of cosmic soul, that we call it Christ. In Indian philosophy, a religion, they call it Vishnu. So directly from that cosmic sphere of the cosmic soul, we will receive the energy and we will be ruled for, in the beginning, for 2160 years by these new energies. And Uranus is very big planet as a astronomic body, but behind the body there is a hierarchy. It means cherubims. Then there is an archangel who represents that sphere, who is Raziel. Then there is a divine name, etc., etc. So we will receive the energies that for thousands and thousands of years we didn't receive. So this is the source of the future collectivities. But we surely want to know a little bit more in detail, how do we form today in our present life a spiritual collectivity, and what does it demand? So we are also finishing another cycle, and that cycle, during that cycle, we formed a fifth evolutive race, Aryan race, and it started with Rama, who was a great initiate. And there is a beautiful movie, Ramayana, that you can buy in the Indian stores and see whole development of the beginning of that race by the kingdom of Rama. And his master was Vashishta. And according to the 18 volumes of Puranas in India, Vashishta was the same soul as the master Omram Mikhail Ivanhoe. So he was the spiritual guide of Rama, who founded, first time in our history, harmonious government, and the master Omra Mikhail Ivanhoe developed very much this harmonious government. We call it synarchy, but that will be the subject for another day. So we are in the on the beginning to form the sixth evolutive race, and the fifth race was really individual, but the sixth race will be collective, and the seventh evolutive race will be fraternal, etc. Then we will have some other cycles and the new developments. So before to become fraternal, it means to be really brothers with archangels, with angels, with principalities, with dominations, with beauties, with thrones, with seraphims and cherubims. We first will form a little collectivity. And the collectivity in the beginning, to have an idea, it will be like enlarged family. We will have the same basis. We have to develop the same love as we supposed to express and develop in a small family. So the collectivities will form new kind of enlarged families. But these families will have a common goal. Each member of a new collectivity will have the same spiritual goal. So our individualism will serve that collective goal. Sorry. Will serve that collective goal, and the next work, the next stage will be individual and collective, because individually we will be involved in life of these new families with the same spiritual goal, but we will offer our qualities, our service, our generosity, our different sides, different facets of our being, individual being. We will offer it always for the good of the collectivity, for the common goal. And on that point, we will work two things. When we come to a new reincarnation, we come on the earth with a certain individual soil. And you know that the soils, there are different qualities of the soil. If you go to Egypt, Nile brought a very special matter to form extremely fertile soil. You have sandy soil. You have a rocky soil. So there are very different qualities of the soil. And in our modern psychology, we call this kind of individual inner land that we have, we call it temperament. So we already reincarnate, and we choose the family that very often corresponds to our soil. So we have already a base, and on that soil, during the incarnation, we will work as a farmer who has to cultivate different cultures, different
varieties
of cereals, of plants, etc. And we call it in general qualities, or a resume of qualities form the character.
You say about somebody, oh, he has a very good character. And for somebody else, we turn the head and we say, oh, what a character. So the character is a synthesis or a resume of the qualities of different elements that we put together during different lives, and then we come with our soil and with some seeds of our character to cultivate them again. And maybe some we have to repeat, and some we have to make stronger, and some
graft.
Make the graft. So our family is the milieu.
The milieu.
Is a milieu where we developed our own inner plants, flowers, trees, forests, etc. Symbolically, it means our qualities. But in the collectivity, we will come, all of us, with our temperament that we cannot change. And if we are a collectivity with different nationalities, as we are, so surely somebody from Spain will have totally different temperament in comparison with somebody from Sweden or England. So there we have different soils, but on that soils we will develop, cultivate different qualities. So in a collectivity, one side of work will be individual, and we use especially the intellect for that. It's individual study, individual understanding, according to the qualities that we already worked. So one part is individual, and we do it in our space, in our little house, in our room. We do it separately from the collectivity. It's like a preparation. And then, so the qualities for the intellect. And then the qualities of the heart, we can develop them just in collectivity. We sing together, we can pray together, we can work together, we can travel together. So all the qualities of the heart, we develop them collectively, in the collectivity. So why today the qualities of the heart are not very developed? Because we are very individual, we are very separated one from the other one, nations, tribes, people, families, etc., brothers and sisters. Because we developed too much the intellect, we pushed the intellect to become very sharp, and we neglected the qualities, the collective qualities, which we developed just with the others. That's the qualities of the heart. And the collectivity, so first, will be as a family, with the same space, especially with the same spiritual goal, and with the same means, because we put together all our means, physical and others. And then we consider it new collectivities, new spiritual collectivities, as a crucible to form, to blend different individual qualities, and to prepare a new degree of consciousness, which will become really super consciousness, but as first little degree, it will be collective consciousness. So as a real alchemical crucible, where we will forge, well, we will prepare for humanity a new degree of consciousness, because when we have that crucible, it will become as a chalice, as a container, and in that chalice, in that container, the invisible world, it means divine, divine world, divine energies, cosmic soul or Christ, angelic hierarchies, they can pour their qualities, energies, light, love, etc. So we will form this crucible collectively, otherwise it's not possible. And the Master Omra Mikhail Ivanhoe mentioned, he has a lecture about, he calls it a pyramid of light. Pyramid of light is as a result, as the aura of that crucible where we work every day, where we put our qualities, where we developed this new consciousness, and where we do also a kind of psychological work, because everybody has subconsciousness. We have inside our genealogical tree, we have to correct some things, we have to transform some things from the past for us and for our family. So all this work is present, constant, and we have to be just conscious about. So there will be this side also of alchemy. And then, of course, cultivate our own qualities. So as the next image, it will be, first image is the family with the same spiritual goal, with the same space, with the same means. The second image is crucible, and the aura of that crucible where we work every day, each minute, each hour, when we behave in a new way, the aura of this crucible will be the pyramid of light. And when we form the pyramid of light, the first goal is to become intermediary, to become a transmitter of divine, spiritual energies of the cosmic soul, of hierarchies, and God himself. So we become conscious transmitters of new divine and new for us, new energies. And as the other demanded work for a collectivity, of course, in our collective work, we have singing, we have sacred dance, we have meditation, we have prayers, we have we eat collectively together. So there is Hrani yoga that we do together. There is every morning Surya yoga, which is sunrise. There is Prana yoga, which is collectively we do exercises for breathing. Then there are physical exercises, which could be considered a little bit as Kriya yoga. And then when we are together for the meal, when we meditate, when we sing, when we pray, and when we eat, the Master Omra Mikhail Ivanhoe calls it communion, because we are in communion first with the sun, with the solar energies, that our aura is already filled with it. And then we are in communion with angelic hierarchies, etc., etc. And even horizontally, we can be in communion with some other spiritual families, with some other crucibles, or with some other pyramids of light. And when we do this work, not just for us, but for other centers, for human souls, for monasteries, for the church, for hospitals, even for the prostitutes. When we do a spiritual work together, with the same goal, with the same intensity vibrational similarity, then we form a spiritual laser. And the spiritual laser is much more powerful than physical laser. And with the physical laser, they do miracles. They can heal many things, for example. They can transform, then can cut, then can avoid, do really many, many things. But the spiritual laser is extremely powerful because we reach by the law of affinity what is the best at the place or another family or another community or another nation, what is the best. We reach the top of all pyramids of light. So then we intensify that light, and there is a multiplication of light, if you want, because the multiplication is the operation of the soul. So we become as instruments for the cosmic soul, and we work really on the cosmic level. So to form by our common goal. For example, one day we can work for all women on the earth that never knew, never experienced the joy. You will be surprised that there are millions of women that never experienced joy. A few years ago, the soul of fish living in different oceans, we were asking to do a special work for the fish because of pollution. So we did it for 1 year. So that's to do a spiritual laser for the soul of fish. We did, during a certain time, a work on different canyons. Canyons represent couloir.
Channels.
Like a kind of channels where mineral world, some stones, some mineral matters in the past, they refused to evolve. They refused to go further. And they fixed their evolution like at one point. Then the invisible world sent there, in the majority of canyons, water. Water is the symbol of love. But water in many canyons is very rapid. So by the sound of water and by the movement of water, which is love, but sometimes it's a very strong caress. So this is the way how that kind of mineral matter is evolving through the water, which is modeling that matter. And if you go into some canyons, there is a society, but a stone society, fixed, a crystallized society. There is a king, there is a queen, there is an army. It's amazing to observe the canyons. So there was a demand of a deva, of a canyon in New Mexico. And the deva explained to us all this work. So imagine the children in the future. They will go to a certain places, and the deva will be the teacher, will explain to them why that situation, what is the real meaning, what is historically the cause
of that image or that place, etc. So imagine this new way of teaching and learning. And it's already there, because we can already go in some places and to communicate with gnomes, with the devas, and to have wonderful explanations, which is a live teaching. But that's for the future. So these stages are inevitable to prepare, because we are not yet really the sixth race, but these stages are obligatory to form the again the milieu or a new space in us and even externally for the sixth race. And the sixth race exists already in the center of the earth. Some of them are even more developed. They can be representatives of the seventh race, but at least for the sixth race, for example, they can produce by their aura their own light and heat. And the light is extremely agreeable, never disturbing or bothering, a little bit pinky, and the warmth is again very, very agreeable. So they produce, they are the sources of their own light. So this is one of works that we can do through the spiritual laser, but with the spiritual laser we can serve others, and we can send joy, we can send love, we can send light, we can send many things to the others and to connect them, because we are more as an instrument for angels, archangels, etc., etc., and our spiritual leaders. But when we will produce our own light, then we will be in the middle of, in the top even, of the sixth race. And if you know the tarot cards, the first one who expresses this inner light is the card number 9, which is Hermit. Hermit is walking on the top of the mountains with a little lamp, and it's protected by his cape. But this lamp represents his inner light. So he reached the summits of the mountains. It's snowy mountains, resemble to the Rocky Mountains a little bit. So Hermit is as a representative of the sixth race. And all of us, we will become that representatives and members, because inevitably on our path of initiation, that's the next level, the next degree. So this is like a very general overview for what will be in the very near future, and already even now, a spiritual collectivity. We have villages today, we have cities, we have different neighborhoods in the city. And a village, for example, forms today a collectivity. But they don't have the same goal. They don't have the same rhythm in work. They don't have necessarily the same soil, the same space. And they don't put together collectively their physical means. So because of individual goals, they form a certain collectivity, of course.
They sing maybe once a week in the church. They meet once a week for bingo. But it is not sufficient to form a spiritual collectivity, because the goal must be the same for all members of that new enlarged family. And with the same spiritual goal, we can increase the intensity, the beauty, the results of the collective work. Few years ago, in California, there was a group of lawyers and notaries. They were very rich. They had incredible means. And they decided to form a collectivity. They bought a wonderful land with the beautiful trees, and they built the most beautiful buildings. And this kind of collectivity, they survived for 18 months. At the end, there was a fighting and opposition, and it finished at the court. So if the goal is not there, with the most wonderful physical means, we cannot form a spiritual collectivity. And even if we have a spiritual goal, we have to polish our individual personalities, because sometimes there are very sharp very sharp pieces, you know, and that sharp pieces, they don't fit to a collectivity. So we have to polish first our personality and to see what kind of precious stones, symbolically, what kind of beautiful fruit trees or cereals or plants, even decorative, what kind of wonderful animals, I mean inner animals, inner plants, inner forests, and what kind of human being we are, and how we can enrich our spiritual family, our spiritual collectivity. And we can do it if we put first, what do I bring today for a common building, invisible building, of my spiritual family? What kind of material do I bring? What kind of precious stone? What kind of matter I offer today? How pure is that matter? Usually, we are very very easy for us to demand others and to expect the things from the others. Oh, you have to do that, or you didn't do that. But what we have to see just ourselves and to tune with others, and everything will be wonderful. Of course, it takes time. It takes a good spiritual psychologist to see the things that sometimes a common eye cannot see. And then to go, to flow, and to use the method of the water. The water uses a wonderful way. When the water meets an obstacle, the water has a goal to reach the ocean. So doesn't matter how high is obstacle, the water can flow surrounded for kilometers and kilometers and miles and will reach its goal. So in new spiritual families, to use this kind of method is extremely useful. We have to surround the obstacles, but sometimes if we are a good sportsman or sportswoman, we can go over. But we have to be sure that we can
overcome.
We can overcome that obstacle. And that's why the spiritual advisors are needed in a spiritual community. And so we are a crucible, absolutely, with all our qualities and with all our matters to transform, and then to do a spiritual laser. But because before we mentioned individual work on our character, so this is very important point in a new spiritual communities. How we work with our character and how we tune with other characters, because a character is always like a garden. It's very rich. We have many, many talents, and what is very important point in a spiritual community, we form a spiritual space to express our talents and our creativity. That is very, very important. And many, many times I was very surprised when, for example, we play a theater. I never imagined that somebody, some brother or some sisters, they can do so wonderfully, they can prepare something so wonderful and just express it. They are real artists and actors, because the milieu, the ambience is ready for that. And they are not shy, they are not with fear, they just will express their talents. So it's a very, very beautiful garden. Imagine, during our meditations, we can imagine like a different
oasis,
many, many on the earth, working together, playing together, singing together, doing everything together, and especially doing the spiritual laser. So we will increase and multiply these new energies, and we will attract the new formations of that spiritual families. There is a French magazine, a little bit about philosophy, a little bit about astrology, astronomy, and many other interesting things. And they call it New Key. And that New Key had an article about future society. And I was very surprised that some sociologists, some historians, some economists, they were talking about the future collectivities. And they mentioned some examples. So for years, I repeated, you will see that even sociology and historian and others, they will talk about collectivities, because that's our next stage, our next step. So it's already there. They are very conscious. And even if you follow the news right now, what happens in the world and how it is presented. So this is another point how we will develop a collective consciousness. We know what happens in each country. And now, like, we cannot hide many things. Everything is open. And that Pluto in Capricorn. Everything will come at the table, if it is not at the red carpet. And everything will be
discovered.
Yeah, discovered, but
revealed.
So even the collective planets like Uranus, like Pluto, are helping us to do this new step, but of course we have to do it. We will have the help, we will have the energies, we will have the explanations, the many, many things, but to do it, it's up to us. Voila.
Marcia, do you think we could have some questions now?
Of course. I think it was planned that there is a period of questions, for questions.
Part of the reason why this is so important for us to hear from you is because you have a community that's been here for 15 years, and so if I could take the first question, pose the first question, it would be, I think that some people have a fear that coming into a community, they will lose a certain sense of their own identity or their own individuality. And so what have you done to create the framework and the guidelines within your spiritual community such that people are free to express who they are, and yet through this collective goal and vision of a spiritual community, they feel fulfilled within that community? And if you could just share a little bit of what has made it work for you, because I think some, you know, we've talked about forming communities, but very few people seem to want to actually make the effort to almost put aside their own life where they live to actually form these communities. And they would prefer to have their own land, their own property, and maybe live in close proximity to others who feel the same way, but don't necessarily want to enter into a collective community. So can you share a little bit about what has made it work for you all?
We didn't mention with the explanation that I gave, we didn't mention that the majority of wonderful people that we know, and in their desire or in their thoughts, it's very clear that they want to be part of something new. They want to participate, and they want to be the members or this new family or the members of a new community. But we will meet absolutely the, I will say, just the rest, the karmic rest.
What's left
karmically. And sometimes a whole family of a person is involved in that karma. And we had many examples. One day when we will exchange maybe about that subject, I can give you incredible examples how the person first had a wonderful goal and wanted with whole being to be there and to participate. And in detail, we planned already the date. But there was a first resistance, and it comes very often from the family's entities. There is a lot of entities in us and in a family, a lot, and in a society and in our work. So we have a kind of obstacles to overcome. But some people, even they came here, they stayed, for example, for a year. I will give you a concrete example. A wonderful brother. He was working and he knew the master for the years, and he was very, very active. So he decided with his wife to come. So he came first for a sabbatic year. I advise to many, come just to taste. Come just to see and to feel, and then you will decide. So he came for a sabbatic year, a wonderful man, worker, singer, the best qualities. Then, 1 year later, the day, imagine, the day